Annie Ernaux, Simple Passion. I was unaffected by the inconveniences of daily life. I didn't worry about a 2-month postal strike, since A never wrote to me, no doubt the cautious attitude of a married man. I would sit calmly through traffic jams and queue patiently at the bank and was not annoyed by the surly attitude of the clerk. Nothing could make me lose my temper. I felt pain, sympathy, and compassion for other people. I understood the outcasts lying on benches, the clients of prostitutes, or a passenger engrossed in her Mills and Boone romance, although I was incapable of saying why I resembled them. One day, as I was going naked to the fridge to get some beer, I remembered the women, single or married, mothers with children, living in my old neighbourhood who secretly received a man in the afternoon. Rumour was rife. It was impossible to say whether people reproached them for their improper conduct or for the fact that they devoted the daylight hours to lovemaking instead of cleaning the windows. I thought of these women with acute satisfaction. During all this time, I felt I was living out my passion in the manner of a novel. But now, I am not sure in which style I am writing about it, whether in the style of a testimony or possibly even the sort of confidence that can be found in women's magazines, maybe a manifesto or a statement, or perhaps a critical commentary. I am not giving the account of a liaison. I am not telling a story, half of which escapes me, based on a precise, he came on the 11th of November, or an approximate chronology, weeks went by. As far as I was concerned, that notion did not enter the relationship. I could experience only absence or presence. I am merely listing the signs of a passion, wavering between one day and every day, as if this inventory could allow me to grasp the reality of my passion. Naturally, in the listing and description of these facts, there is no irony or derision, which are ways of telling things to people or to oneself after the event, and not experiencing them at the time. As for the origins of my passion, I have no intention of searching for them in my early history, which can be reconstituted with the help of a psychoanalyst, or in my recent history, or for that matter in the cultural standards governing emotion, which have influenced me since childhood. Gone with the Wind, Phèdre, or the songs of Edith Piaf are just as decisive as the Oedipus complex. I do not wish to explain my passion. That would imply that it was a mistake or some disorder I needed to justify, but simply to describe it. The only criteria to be taken into account, perhaps, should be a material order, the time and freedom at my disposal throughout the affair.